the waiting time was about 26 weeks in Donegal, and in particular in Inishowen. And I was highlighting this, and we've been living with it for a long time. There wasn't a peep from anybody. Now that it's hit Dublin and other parts of Ireland, there is a national outcry about this here. Every opposition leader and TD is crying about it. And I just saying, but up here, definitely Donegal will have been treated differently to the rest of Ireland, and it's just not on.
And back then, you know, while the issue is said to be now because of the pandemic and the current crisis we're in, that wasn't the case back then in Buncrana.
No, there was a shortage of driving testers, and the RSA were not employing anybody. I contacted the RSA through my Oireachtas members in Dublin, and we got extra testers, which brought the waiting time down to about 6 weeks, which was great. But even when this opens up again now, if the pandemic was to stop today, you're talking about next September before people get a driving test, and we're going to be back to square one in Donegal, that we're going to be disadvantaged. The young people will not be able to travel to work, to hospital appointments, to their schooling, whatever the case may be. And I just think it's very, very unfair.
And I'm sure you also think as well, as we touched on at the beginning of the interview, ironic that it's now a national issue and everybody's voicing their concerns over it. But when it was only confined to Buncrana, there wasn't a word about it.
Well, that's what I couldn't believe when I was listening to every bulletin yesterday nationally, that it was a crisis and everybody was on talk about 26 weeks. And 2 years ago, we had it here. And as I said, there wasn't an outcry from anybody on it. I think it was outrageous.
The phrase Donegal is the forgotten county is used quite a lot, but it certainly seems to be the case when you compare this issue 2 years ago in Buncrana getting little traction nationally to being a big furore now.
Yes, and I 100% agree in that particular, and in particular where we're situated with the little public transport. It'll be interesting to see where the extra testers are put in to alleviate this problem when the pandemic does open up again. And I would be asking the government that we're not left behind this particular time, that Donegal and indeed Inishowen is right up there.